Welcome to Chew On This, where we believe your health is in your hands right before it's in your mouth. When we come back, we'll be talking to Aaron Garakabedia of the Boise Urban Garden School, or BUGS. Aaron was on the show almost a year ago, and today we'll hear updates on BUGS from last year's programs and learn what new programs BUGS will offer this season for both children and adults. Stay tuned to Chew On This.
You are listening to KRBX 89.9 FM, Caldwell, Boise.
Welcome back. On today's Chew On This, Aaron Garakabedia, Executive Director of Boise Urban Garden School, also known as BUGS, speaks to us about their garden programs for both kids and adults. Hi, Aaron. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Can you tell us a little bit about the Boise Urban Garden School? We interviewed you last year in March, but we want to make sure that everybody knows about BUGS.
Yes, of course. Boise Urban Garden School was established just 10 years ago. We are celebrating our 10-year anniversary this year. And what we do is we work with children and adults and teach them organic gardening practices and the science and health benefits of organic gardening here in the Valley.
What programs has BUGS been working on since I interviewed you last March?
You know, since last March, we've launched our Just Add Water program, which we're going to talk a little bit more in depth about later. We've also been working a lot with youth in our community, working with schools. We had a great program last spring with Whitney Elementary School, where we went in and conducted a series of four different workshops. And we've done those same workshops at a few other schools throughout the Valley.
Cool. And I know I ran into you about a month and a half ago, was it, at North End Organic Nursery? I think they did a fundraiser for you.
Yes, they did. They had their big Harvest Pabruza event, and we were the benefiting organization of that event. It was fantastic. There was a lot of people out from the community, great music, great food.
Yeah, those girls know how to throw a party there.
Yes, they do.
And you know, they have a radio show now.
Oh, do they?
Yep, they're on Wednesdays at noon, and the first time I've tuned in was this Wednesday. I think they may have had a show before that or two, but it was really, really in-depth, informative, really good. We're going to play their promo a little later in the show. So tell me, who's your typical customer? Who comes to BUGS, kids or adults?
Kids and adults. I'll start with our kids. Typically, our kids that come through our program are moving from fourth grade, going into fifth grade. They're not your typical kid. A lot of the times, they're more interested in maybe science, a little bit more interested in the way that the world works, very environmentally conscious. But we have kids from all walks of life who fit within that kind of description there. We have kids that come to our programming that are on full scholarship, and we have kids whose parents can play and then some. So we have a really wide variety of youth that come and get to learn with us in the garden.
And how does that look? Is that a summer program mostly or during school?
You know, we have a little bit of everything. So we have our 7-week summer program, and that runs from the second week in June through the first week in August. And that's for fourth grade, moving into fifth grade on up. And we have even up into junior high and high school students involved in that. But through a lot of our workshop series and our field trips that we're offering this year, even more of those, we work with a lot of the elementary schools in the Treasure Valley.
Cool. And what about adults? Who's signing up for the adult courses?
Everybody and anybody is signing up for the adult courses. We have gardeners who are very new to gardening, who maybe this is their first year planting a garden, all the way up to people who are experts. At our community garden this year, we're going to have a few of those experts coming and helping to mentor some of the brand new gardeners. So we've got a really wide variety. It's men, women, usually ages 18 all the way up to 65 or 70.
Mm-hmm. So who else is working with you over at Bugs? Mm-hmm. Who are your key players there?
Mike Wallace is our garden manager, and he has been with us for as long as I've been at Bugs, for 2 years now. This year, we have hired on Cass Meisner. She's our program coordinator. She started with us part-time last year and seasonally. Now she's part-time year-round. We have two fantastic interns who have just started with us, Mindy and Kristen. It's going to be just a godsend for us to be working with them. And then we have a lot of different volunteers. We have a summer program staff, and we're going to be looking in the next couple weeks to put that staff together. So if any listeners are interested and maybe working at Bugs, we'll definitely be posting some stuff, and you can check out our website.
What's that?
It's BoiseUrbanGardenSchool.org.
Wonderful. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we'll talk more to Erin Garakabedia about the Boise Urban Garden School's programming for the upcoming season. Stay with us. This is your host, Kim Metis, and you are listening to Chew on This, where we believe your health is in your hands right before it's in your mouth. If you would like to listen to Chew on This, but miss the live show on Radio Boise every Sunday at 5, you can go to chewonthisidaho.com, where you can listen to recordings of past shows and find informational links for all our guests. If you're just joining us, my guest is Erin Garakabedia, Executive Director of Boise Urban Garden School, or BUGS, the nonprofit that grows healthy bodies and inquiring minds, creating a learning environment that promotes nutrition, health, and a sustainable local food system. You can find BUGS online at BoiseUrbanGardenSchool.org. Erin, welcome back to the show, and let's talk about this season's focus at BUGS, your children's program Just Add Water, and your adult education series called Row by Row.
Yes, I would love to. All last year, I worked with our past executive director, Becky Morgan, on this program called Just Add Water. And what Just Add Water is it's a toolkit for school gardens. And so what we're providing schools this year is a manual on how to build your own school garden. Within this manual, we provide information on fundraising, community resources. We provide information on garden plans and planting schedules, but most importantly, we provide the curriculum for K through sixth grade for teachers in the Treasure Valley. Most of those lesson plans are aligned with the state curriculum standards, and so they're very effective for teachers to be utilizing, so that not only are the kids out enjoying outdoor hands-on education, but they're also reaching those critical educational needs.
So this is maybe kind of a bit of a controversial subject, and I don't really know how the school system works in terms of school lunch programs or getting gardening into the schools or what have you. I know that a lot of that has been happening at certain schools in the area, and I am going to have a woman on the show in early March to talk about the school lunch program. But I was meeting with a girlfriend of mine who's a teacher at Fairmont Junior High. I have a couple of girlfriends who work there, actually. And Fairmont Junior High is a low-income school. And it seems like it's harder for those schools to either obtain funding or sponsorships than some of the schools where the parents are really super involved, have extra money for curriculum like this type of gardening at school. So is it an equal opportunity situation? Are some schools biting on your program and some aren't able to afford it? Or what's the deal here?
So this year we received two grants, one from the Laura Moore Cunningham Foundation and one from the Wittenberger Foundation. And what these two grants are providing is for BUGS to be able to go into 10 schools. We're actually going to be working with 6 very hands-on and 4 a little bit more hands-off. And what we're doing with those 6 schools is we're providing teacher training and curriculum education and just helping these schools make successful gardens. So of those 6 schools, we picked two that were Title I completely, so very low income, and the rest of the remaining four were right in the middle. So we don't really have any schools that are participating with our teacher training that are high income schools. And of the four schools that we chose that were just receiving the toolkit without any teacher training, those are all low income schools as well.
Good. That's what I wanted to hear.
Yeah. You know, it's really this interesting thing that I've come across where all the schools in our school district need help, because even the school districts that have only 7% of free and reduced lunch, that's still 7 out of every 100 kids who are not getting the services that they need. And so we really try and work with everybody. And we've put a focus on trying to come to those schools who are right in the middle, where maybe they're not receiving all the benefits because they're not at 89 or 90 or 100% free and reduced lunch, but they're at 50%. And there are still 50% of those kids at that school who are needing our support.
Great. Thanks, Erin. Tell me, what other opportunities for school kids?
Yes. So this year we are also really trying to amp up our field trips. Most schools don't know that we provide field trips out to our garden. We're really looking at providing no more than 2 classrooms at a time. A lot of the time when we work with some really big schools here in the community, they want to bring 4 classrooms, same grade level at a time. We just don't have the capacity to do that. We're looking at bringing maximum amount, about 46 students out to the garden, and we do extremely interactive hands-on gardening education, implementing that curriculum that the teachers are already working on, and just kind of expanding on it. We're producing a new brochure, which we're going to be sending out to all the teachers in the Boise School District, and then reaching out for Meridian Eagle School District as well, and then branching out from there as we go. But that gives a rundown of what each one of the 5 different field trips that we offer are. And so we're really excited about that. We're going to be offering about 52 spots in the next, we're going to be starting that in April through May. So 52 different spots for people to sign up and bring your students out to the garden.
Cool. So tell us about Row by Row. That's your adult program.
Yes. So Row by Row is our adult program. Last year, we had it arranged a little bit differently than we did this year. So last year, we had it arranged where all of our students came out to the community garden that's on 21st and Jefferson at the Salvation Army Church property, and participated in a season-long workshop and hands-on in the garden training. This year, we've split it up into 2 different groups. Yesterday, we started our first workshop series. It's going to be a series of 5 different classes every Saturday from yesterday through the first week in March. We're going to focus on different topics. Like yesterday was organic gardening principles. We're going to focus on soil, seed planting, everything that you could ever need to know.
Can people still get in on that even though it's already begun?
Yes, because we are offering each one of the workshops singular, or you can take them all as a whole. And I do believe that we'll be offering the intro to organic gardening again later on in the season in case you missed that. And then this summer, we're going to be participating in the same format that we did with our community garden. I participated in that community garden last year, and my family had so much produce because each one of the members who participate in that garden get to take home a share, that by the end of the season, my children were just flat out refusing to eat anything anymore because we had so much of it all the time. It's a really fantastic way to get your hands dirty, to learn, and to feed yourself or your entire family and your neighbors and your coworkers and anybody else in between.
That's really cool. And that garden is located on 19th and...
Yep, between 19th and 21st on Jefferson.
Mm-hmm. I haven't driven by there lately. I can't wait to see it next summer.
Yeah, well, we're going to be expanding it, and so it's getting a little bit bigger, so we're really looking forward to that. And I know that the neighborhood is really excited about it as well. It was a vacant piece of property ridden with goat heads for quite some time, and now we're in there and we're greening it up.
Mm-hmm. Well, I sold the first house I ever sold in Boise is right across the street, and I remember the person who bought the house thinking, well, I wonder what that's going to turn into. And I think she's probably ecstatic because she's a gardener that it's a garden.
Yes.
She's probably been over there.
It's beautiful. It's very beautiful.
You're listening to Chew on This, where we believe your health is in your hands right before it's in your mouth. When we return, we'll talk more to Erin Garrick-Abadia, Executive Director of the Boise Urban Garden School. But first, in October, I interviewed Cassidy Randall, campaign and outreach manager at Women's Voices for the Earth. This is a totally unrelated topic to gardening, but I just was so excited to hear about their updates that I wanted to share it with everyone who might have heard that show. Women's Voices for the Earth is a national organization that works to eliminate toxic chemicals that impact women's health and everyone's health, really, by changing consumer behaviors, corporate practices, and government policies. With cancer, infertility, and autoimmune disease rates all on the rise, it's time to start focusing on prevention instead of this concept of the cure. Women's Voices of the Earth does just that. Recently, Women's Voices for the Earth has had a huge success, and I just had to share with our listeners. So listen now to an update from Cassidy Randall at Women's Voices for the Earth and hear how Women's Voices got Procter & Gamble to remove cancer-causing chemicals from Tide detergent. To volunteer or to donate to Women's Voices for the Earth, you can go to womensvoices.org.
This is Women's Voices for the Earth reporting a major victory for our health. Procter & Gamble has just agreed to reformulate Tide detergents to drastically reduce levels of 1,4-dioxane. Because we demanded it. We want to tell you the story of how the power of women moved the biggest consumer product company on the planet in only one short year. When Women's Voices for the Earth's report Dirty Secrets found 1,4-dioxane, a known cancer-causing chemical, hiding out in the popular detergents Tide and Tide Free and Gentle, women all over the country were appalled. Women's Voices sprang into action and launched our Tide Take the Cancer Out campaign through our website, Twitter, and Facebook. Thousands of women took action to contact P&G to demand the removal of this toxic chemical. The company ignored every one of these emails. Women's Voices member Lori Alper wanted to do more than just email the company. She started her own petition to P&G on change.org, and more than 78,000 people signed it. And even in the face of this many demands, P&G continued to remain silent. Our outcry did get the attention of the press all over the country, though, and a media firestorm ensued on the issue of a cancer-causing chemical in Tide, with stories appearing in the New York Times, Forbes, Scientific American, Huffington Post, and blogs and TV stations nationally. P&G finally broke their silence and responded to the media with claims that levels of 1,4-dioxane in Tide were safe, basically assuring us that just a little bit of cancer wouldn't hurt. You can bet that Women's Voices members weren't satisfied with that, and we weren't going to back down to an empty safety claim of just a little bit of cancer. Enter baby Emma. Emma's photo with a toxic Tide bottle went viral in a matter of hours after we posted it to Facebook. Thousands of people shared Emma's image all over social media and posted her photo to Tide's Facebook wall. Our clever Women's Voices members even gave Emma her own captions to tell Tide what they really thought. Tide responded to only a handful of those thousands of posts on their Facebook page. In fact, they deleted the majority of photos as fast as they could, but they couldn't keep up with the wave of people expressing their outrage. And that's what's brought us here, to today, to consumer product giant Procter & Gamble agreeing to reformulate their top-selling detergents to make them safer, because we asked them to. The company finally understood they could no longer ignore our concerns. This victory is a testament to the power of Women's Voices. Together, we not only made a difference for our own health, we made Tide safer for the millions of people who use it globally. Thank you for raising your voice. This victory is yours, and we are all a little healthier because of it. Here's to a 2013 full of more victories like this one, thanks to the power of women.
Welcome back to Chew on This. You just heard a clip from Women's Voices for the Earth where they talked about a huge success that they had this year getting Procter & Gamble to remove cancer-causing chemicals from Tide detergent. Tide has now conceded that that is necessary and are working on reformulating their detergents so that they don't cause cancer. And that's really great work. And let me just say, Facebook, even though we all get sucked in and hate it sometimes, it's kind of a wonderful forum for really getting extreme messages out. And where else can you stalk your old boyfriends and form an Egyptian revolution and, you know, get enormous companies to make changes? So good for them. And on this week's calendar of events, we have quite a few things coming up. The Treasure Valley Seed Savers present the 4th annual Seedy Saturday Seed Swap. It's Saturday, February 16th from 1 to 4. Share, swap, and talk garden seed. No need to bring your own seeds. Anyone interested in saving seed or learning how to do it is welcome. The location? The Bugs Garden. So that's at the Wright UCC Church in the basement at 4821 West Franklin Road, which is near the corner of Orchard and Franklin. Also known as the location for the Bugs Garden, that's Saturday, February 16th from 1 to 4 p.m. For more information, go to treasurevalleyfoodcoalition.org. Internship with Earthly Delights Farm. They're accepting applications for their 2013 internship program. Interns will work alongside the farmers throughout the growing season, learn all aspects of small-scale organic vegetable gardening and seed production and marketing. More information is available at earthlydelightsfarm.com. Treasure Valley Food Coalition's Tomato Independence Project is collaborating with local garden centers to bring us courses in successful seed starting every Saturday in February at a different local nursery. For more information, go to treasurevalleyfoodcoalition.org. You're listening to Chew on This, and today our guest is Aaron Garakabadia of the Boise Urban Garden School, or Bugs. Aaron, thanks for coming in, and can you tell us what's going on with Bugs soon? What are some upcoming events and workshops that people might want to get involved in?
Yes. I just want to say about the Treasure Valley Seed Savers and also the Treasure Valley Food Coalition's Tomato Independence Project. Both of those are really great events. We're going to be participating in them. And we actually have partnered up a little bit with the Tomato Independence Project TIP this year with Let's Move Boise, which is another initiative that I'm working on with the city of Boise to provide seeds to the community. We're going to be having a press release about when to get those seeds this week. So look out for some information in the media about that.
What media sources would be reporting on that?
You know, we're going to be sending out the press release tomorrow, and we're hoping that all media sources are going to be reporting on that. We're going to be distributing 1,500 packets of seeds that have 6 different varieties in hopes that people will grow those for themselves if they don't have access to healthy and affordable food. And if they do have the access and they just love to garden, we're hoping that they're going to donate those to the local food pantries. And that will all be provided in these in our Let's Move Boise Grow Row packets. You can find out more information about that on letsmoveboise.com.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool.
So a couple other events. This February 7th, first Thursday, we are partnering up with quite a few organizations who are absolutely amazing. Lululemon here in Boise, Whole Kids Foundation, and PACT. And all those organizations have come together to try and put together a fundraising event for Bugs. The goal is to raise $2,500. $500 of that has already been donated by the Whole Kids Foundation. And on the 7th, we're going to be having a yoga for youth with parents and gardening activity at the water cooler. That's going to be on first Thursday. You can visit our Facebook page, Facebook Boise Urban Garden School, to learn more information about that. So that's coming up. And then we also have a couple opportunities to be more involved at Bugs. Right now, we are launching and trying to get pulled to a close our volunteer initiative for the year. We're looking for lots of able and willing bodies to come out and help with gardening, pulling weeds, planting, anything that you can imagine at our youth garden. And we're also really looking for some volunteers to come and help out with those children's programs that I spoke about earlier. It really does take about 4 or 5 adults to be able to effectively manage a group of 46 students so that each one of those students is receiving the hands-on attention that they deserve. So that's going to be coming up, and we're going to actually pull that to a close and stop some of the volunteer intake so that we can make sure that everybody's organized and getting all the attention that they need. We have some incentives and some benefits for our volunteers, so we're not just asking you to come out and sweat 90-degree weather. You'll actually get some really great perks along the way. You can find out more about that, of course, on our website. And in the month of February, we're going to be launching a new member program where we're going to be looking for individual and family members to join Bugs. And with that, you'll be receiving a couple of really great perks. You'll get a produce bag. So when you come to the Bugs Farm Stand, you get a 10% discount. You'll get some discounts on gardening education classes for individuals and some family activities. You'll also get one of those events free with your membership. And lots and lots of good stuff. So goodies, goodies, goodies.
Erin, thank you so much for being with us today on the show.
Thank you for having me.
You can find more information about Bugs at BoiseUrbanGardenSchool.org. You can also find these links and listen to the audio recording of this and past shows at ChewOnThisIdaho.com. This is your host, Kim Mettis, and you've been listening to Chew on This, where we believe your health is in your hands. Right before it's in your mouth.
You got to know you a chicken.